The numbers on my arm said I'd be dead soon. Staring at them won't change that fact, so I don't. When you're a kid, they tell you the numbers are never wrong. But part of you hopes that's a lie grown-ups tell children, 'cause 70 years doesn't seem very long. When you're a kid, dying's pretty much the worst thing in the world. It's not. Explaining that to the guy jabbering on the bar stool beside me, however, would be a tough sell, one I didn't care to make. He called himself George, but it wasn't difficult imagining his friends and loved ones in the uppers calling him Georgie. Now, say what you will about Georgie and his perspective on life and death. The kid had balls. The fact that he was down deep, drinking at this particular corner of the lowers, however, didn't suggest he had much for brains. Oh well, can't win them all. There are good reasons why lost souls from the uppers don't wander past the middles for their life-affirming brushes with death. Mainly because you don't just brush death in the lowers. Around here, death is an all-or-nothing sort of gig. Georgie cradled a glass of beer as if holding the damn thing was the same as drinking it.
"How much time you got?" he asked.
It's not polite to ask a man about his time. It's a social faux pas, if you will. But when you spend as much time on a bar stool as I do, you allow for a certain amount of faux pas-ry. Georgie didn't understand the delicate interplay between this social custom and not getting stabbed in the lowers. Didn't understand that there's a time and place for everything. Walking out of Lucky Lou's with blood in your veins is all sorts of wrong if you go flashing the world your remaining time, especially if you have as little as me. People get weird around a dead man. They get to thinking they can do things that maybe they shouldn't. 'Cause murder is murder, but you'd likely find the Lord Almighty in a more forgiving mood if the asshole whose clock you'd cleaned only had a couple hours to live anyways. If there's a God, I'm sure he'd understand the economics of the situation and give his blessing. If not, well, I don't suppose that's any kind of God a man in the lowers would worship anyhow. But I had nowhere else to be, and anyone wanting my time could have it for all the good it had done me. So, I humored the kid. I pulled back the faded leather sleeve of my jacket and showed him what remained of my life tracker. 3 half-moon circles glowing red. The outermost circle shrank with every passing second. Georgie's eyes tried to jump out of his skull. The vein running the link between heart and brain via his throat did some sort of throbbing dance.
"You have less than a day,"
Georgie said, shouting his mathematical prowess for the room to hear. On the tail end of such a bold proclamation, it was in my best interest to give at least a half-assed look over my shoulder. In my experience, that's where people prefer to sneak up on you.